Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Destiny is a riveting tale about the life of Michael Angel Torres Sr., who, by the grace of God, has survived numerous life-threatening situations that enabled him to tell the world about them. As a soldier, a medic in the U.S. Army, Michael braved the land of Vietnam without so much as a firearm, solely trusting the Lord for protection. If you believe, well, cats have nine lives, and so far he has had triple that amount. Michael says, and if you trust the Lord Almighty, he will never let you down. Michael was born in Puerto Rico and is a U.S. natural citizen, now resides in Florida. He's involved in his church as a member of the worship team as a musician. He enjoys feeding fish, turtles, and birds, and also enjoys performing as a clown. Michael holds a degree in applied arts and science and majored in computers. And Michael Angel Torres Sr., author of Destiny, is our guest on This Week in America. Michael, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Hello, Rick. Thank you for having me.
It is my pleasure to have you on the program. What a life you've led. I really enjoyed reading the book and getting a chance to see what you went through, all of this that shaped who you are today. And let's start with the inspiration for this. What was it that made you decide, I'd like to go back and tell my story and share it with other people?
Well, Rick, at the end of the book, I wrote 35 reasons why inspired me to write this book. Like you said, I should not be alive today, and yet here I am talking to Rick on the radio.
Yes. You know, it's amazing what all you went through and then trying to capture those stories. What was it like going back through your life? And you had to relive all of these experiences, these situations, as you were telling the story. What was it like writing Destiny?
Well, you know, I just thank the Lord that, you know, all these different instances that happened to me, I survived. And as I was writing about it, it came to my mind, you know, how lucky that I am that I'm, like I said, I'm still alive.
And it's amazing all of the situations, everything that Michael went through, and you'll read about in his book, Destiny. The book is available at Amazon, all the usual places. Go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. You can link on and get all of the information. I understand a college course you took in prose writing gave you sort of some ideas on how to go about writing a book. How crucial was that in your decision to write a book? Because you at least knew what the foundation was going to be.
Yeah, when I was in college, I took a course called prose writing, and I enjoyed that course so much. Eventually, I got an A for it, and I enjoy writing, and it showed me the structure, the right complete structure of how to connect one sentence to one paragraph and how to connect the next paragraph to the next chapter. And it's like an easy flow. And I enjoy that so much that I really enjoy writing this book in that fashion.
Well, you were a good student. Obviously, you got an A and you learned well because the book has a nice flow. It's like Michael is in the room and telling you these stories. And it's interesting you talk about that. We think of being a good writer, being a storyteller, there's really a technical aspect to writing as well, isn't there?
Yeah, the way I prepare my mental ability to write the book, I said I'm going to write this book if I was to actually be speaking to the audience.
Yes.
Or whoever is reading it. I'm going to make believe I'm actually speaking to that person at that time.
And you do that. You accomplish that. You almost feel as Michael is going through these threatening situations, you're there with him, obviously rooting to get him through this and hope that he's able to get through this. Let's talk a little bit about that without giving too much away. Some of the threatening situations, and boy, there were times when, again, you look back on it now and you're not sure how you made it, but you probably at the time were wondering, you had some real tight situations, didn't you?
Yeah. so many instances happened to me, and they were life-threatening. But of course, you know, going to Vietnam, that was a big part of my life, knowing that, you know, as a medic, the probability that I would not survive a firefight was very high. And but, you know, I trusted in the Lord in those instances. For instance, the place that I was with was never, it's hard to believe, was never attacked until I left that place. And that was just the Lord, you know, looking out for me. And so many other instances were related that way.
Being a medic in Vietnam, do those memories ever leave you?
No, no. As a matter of fact, I suffer from PTSD, post-traumatic stress disorder is called. And that's because I'm just last night I had a nightmare that I was, you know, in Vietnam. And I wake up my wife because, you know, I jump up in bed and she has to put up with that. But, you know, it's a war that would never leave my mind.
How old were you when you served in Vietnam?
I was 20 years old. That's the average of the soldiers going there. There was 500,000 men at the time in 1965, the buildup of Vietnam, and we were in that same age, 20 years old.
As I'm, you know, as we're talking there, I'm thinking probably in that early 20s and 20 years old. Boy, you grow up fast, don't you? You go from basically your high school years to dealing with death on an everyday situation.
Yes, I didn't even go to college. I was drafted at 20, and I completed my college education after I got out of the service. But yeah, I was only 20. I just graduated from high school and right into the Army.
With us on the program is Michael Angel Torres Sr. His book is Destiny. His story, all of the close encounters he had, the stories that we were talking about Vietnam, so many more stories in his book. Let's talk about the challenges of writing this book. We talked about going back and bringing back these memories and writing and sharing these. What were some of the challenges in writing Destiny?
Well, it was funny because I started writing Destiny, and in the process of writing Destiny, I was moving around from house to house. You know, every like 3 years, I would move into another house. And the book, believe it or not, was stowed away with three chapters in a box, and I found it in a closet. And I continue after three chapters until I actually finished the book, and I was so happy to finish it because it took like 5 years to complete the book, and I was so happy to finish it.
Well, it's so well done. Destiny, the story of Michael Angel Torres Sr., book available at Amazon, all the usual places. Link on by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. After you finish the book, what do you do? You talk to so many authors that are like, okay, I've done the book now. I wonder if it's good enough to ever get published. Did you go through that self-doubt there? Is the book good enough to be published? Will people want to hear my story?
Well, Dorrance Publishing Company is the first publisher that I sent the manuscript.
Manuscript, yes.
I was expecting maybe a rejection because it's not easy, you know, but Doris, yes, they did love reading the manuscript, and they said, yeah, it's marketable. And I was so happy to hear that. I wasn't expecting, you know, to the first publisher accept the manuscript, but they did. So I did not pursue any other publishers because Doris said, "Yeah, we'll publish your manuscript."
It's amazing. You're braced for possible rejection and you get approved right away. You have the acceptance right away. And that's because they saw something in the book that so many people, the reviews are excellent for Destiny by Michael Angel Torres Sr., our guest on the program. I understand your sister wrote a book as well, and that was published. Did that get you thinking, maybe genes are in the family, I should go ahead and do this too?
Actually, I wasn't even thinking about my sister as an author, but it's a nice feeling that I became an author in the family too. And we kind of laugh about it, but I just wanted to tell my story. And like my sister, she wanted to tell her story too. And we're both lucky that both of our manuscripts were published.
And it took you a while. I don't know how long it took your sister, but you said, 5 years in writing the book. What was that like, that satisfaction when you finally completed it?
Yeah, it was a great satisfaction. It's one of my bucket lists that I had in mind. I said, someday I would like to tell my story. And, from the beginning, thinking about it to the end, finally seeing the book in front of myself, it's a big accomplishment.
The seed was planted, it sounds like, in the college class, the prose writing class that you took. Is this like a dream come true? Maybe it was even sort of subconscious in the back of your mind that someday I'd like to do this. Is this like a dream come true for you that you wrote the book, it's published, and people are reading and enjoying it?
Yeah, at first I said, I wonder if I can do this because, everything's got to be grammatically perfect and spelling check and all that. But with computers now, they help you out so much and the publisher edited. And, it wasn't as difficult as I pursued that it was going to be, actually.
The book is doing so well. It's Destiny. The author is Michael Angel Torres Sr. Book available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, all of the usual places. Let's go back a little bit to Vietnam. When you were there, did you ever think that you'd be sharing your stories, including time in Vietnam? Did that cross your mind as you were actually serving there?
Well, and most Vietnam veterans will agree with me. When you go to Vietnam, you're there for 1 year tour, and believe it or not, you start counting your days there. And at any time when I used to take care of the wounded guys, I would say how many days you got left in Nam. They would actually tell me without a doubt, within a second, say, I got 245 days to go, or I got 190 days to go. I mean, this happens to every veteran, and because our life is our in danger every day. You never know what brings that day to us. So it's a very dramatic experience being in Vietnam for 1 year.
What was it like going through, and you sort of alluded to that there, it's not like, okay, we're going to be in danger for the next hour. You're in danger for the hour after that, the hour after that. It's constant danger that you went through. How difficult, are you ever able to sort of tune that out, or is that always in the back of your mind that I need to be aware here?
No, I tune it out, and I just took care of my wounded, GIs, and block everything out and concentrated on that. My main objective was to get these guys, cure or attend to their wounds. Some were very hard wounds to heal, and some were not, but I concentrated on that, and I took my mind off where I was and what my job was at that time.
Destiny by Michael Angel Torres Sr. A couple minutes left in the program. It's a fascinating read. What do you hope the takeaway is for the reader when someone reads Destiny? What do you hope they take away after reading it?
Well, no matter what the situation is, and whoever reads it, the readers, no matter what situation you might be, there's always a solution to every problem. That's my motto. And pray and always hope that, you know, your prayers will be answered, because I went through that, and the Lord was with me at all times, and I praised him, and he is my savior.
Where did that foundation, that belief come from? Was that family growing up where you had that foundation there?
Yeah, my mom was, she went to church, and I went to live with her at the age of 12. And I said to myself, I'll just visit church in the weekends, and the weekdays I'll go to movies and I'll dance and I'll do everything that I like. But it so happened that I liked church, and church was, it was a blessing for my life. It changed my life around. And I'm glad I met the Lord at the age of 12 years old.
And kept you safe through all of the experiences that Michael writes about in his book, Destiny, the book available, again, Amazon, all of the usual places. So I assume that this is a big check mark on the bucket list. Anything else you're working on to accomplish here?
Well, I might be thinking about writing book number two, since, believe it or not, I went through a heart attack and I survived COVID-19. So right there, you got two chapters to begin with, book number two.
Well, I wish you the best of luck with that, and look forward to having a chance to read it and to talk about it. It's such a fascinating read. What a great story that Michael tells about his life experiences, inspiration that will get all of us through tough times. And Michael got through all of these, and here he is today, a published author, talking about all of these, maybe working on a second book of getting through more difficult circumstances in his life. This book is Destiny. The author is Michael Angel Torres Sr., T-O-R-R-E-S. Book at Amazon, all of the usual places. And, of course, go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, to get more information and to link on to Michael's page on Amazon. Michael, it's been a pleasure having you on the program. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you, Rick, for having me. I sure enjoyed it. Thank you very much.
It's been a pleasure having you share your story with the audience. Destiny, Michael Angel Torres Sr. You'll find all the information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. We're back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.